Mark chapter 11. Thank you for being present in the service. And you find your place if you'd stand. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye, loosening the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated. I feel an awesome responsibility to preach the gospel. I felt a breeze over this scripture since this morning during service. And I want to be diligent to do everything the Holy Ghost would have me do and help me do. I'm have an urgency in my soul tonight to affect sinners and saints alike. I am so conscious of my own inabilities that I cannot affect sinners in a godly fashion. I might be able to tell stories and make you cry, but it would not get you lost. But if I can get inside of you tonight with the Holy Ghost, that it caused you to tremble because of your poor, hell-bent, lost condition, I believe there'll be a drawing power on your heart to get it right. Ever since the morning that Jesus saved me, there's been a want to see someone else get what I've got. And I've got what it takes. I've got the right time that'll land me one day where Jesus is. Well, thank you, Lord. I'm glad tonight to be a old-time preacher and to do what God birthed me in this world to do. And that's to breathe out over this book and this altar into the hearts of saints and sinners the gospel of a holy God for this age. And I want to tell you, it's right for every age. I'm afraid we've tried to change it from then until now. But the gospel will not change. And it will not compromise. Sinners must repent. and the people of God must bow themselves to His holy will. Every man, woman, and child in this building tonight, it's going to take repentance and faith to get you in. And if you don't, you're hell bound. And if I don't say anything else, I want you to get it. The Lord don't want you to go to hell, but He'll not stop you. You can go if you want to, and nothing can hinder you. But if you want Jesus, He'll take you in and fix you up for eternity. Well, I feel a breeze from glory. I hear it raining up on the head of the river, and it's coming down full. I'm glad in my soul tonight for the privilege to be a vessel of the preaching of the Word of God to poor, lost, sinful mankind. I don't care what they do in Washington. The gospel will still work. I don't care what they're doing in Nashville. I'm concerned in the church of the living God tonight for sinners to hear the word in power and know that there is deliverance for your soul tonight. If you want it. Well, glory to His name. I'm afraid that we've let down the gap and let everything in the church and become more concerned over folks cutting their hair than we have of preaching the raw gospel to sinners going to hell. And I want to see them get in. I don't want you to die low. Jesus now standing with His disciples, realizing it's just a few days till His blood will run down an old rugged cross and down into the sand and the grass. And the grass and the sand will cry out its pities, and the lost man can get in by faith on what He's done. And you still can do it tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And He talks to two of His disciples. They don't say who they were. It don't make any difference. I'm glad to be a servant of the Lord. It makes no difference whether my name is on the marquee or not. I'm just a servant bowed at the hand of the Lord, doing my part for sinners to hear and get under conviction and bow in repentance to the will of God. The Lord told me today if I'd do what He'd want me to do, He'd affect sinners. And thanks in here tonight. I'd have painted no picture of what'll happen. I just know it if I'll follow the Lord that He'll touch. I say welcome, Holy Ghost of God, in this place tonight. That somebody will come to the knowledge of themselves and deal with God before it's too late. Tomorrow may be too late. And He said, I want you to go over in the village and I'll tell you what you'll find. Now the Lord didn't need these two disciples and He don't need you. He could have got the mule simply by saying, come here, mule. He'd have got every mule in Israel to come to Him that day, but it wasn't His way of working. He wanted to use somebody to let them understand that when He's gone, it's up to the church to operate. It's not up to the convention. It's not up to the state headquarters. It's up to the little old churches that dot this country that still believe in this way that sinners must come by the power of the gospel and repent. There's somebody in this church tonight and more than one somebody that God will deal with in this service to come and bow. I'm talking about sinners. And I'm talking to saints tonight when we've got so wrapped up in the flowers and the praise at the church that we forgot to weep for sinners. Woo! working. I'm glad, great God, tonight there's still power in heaven to deal with lost hearts that are doomed for eternity. I don't know how many messages I've got left. I don't know how many more meetings I'll be in till this old heart quits. But while I'm here, I want to tell it like it is. You ain't going to get in by signing in. You ain't going to get in by singing in. You ain't going to get in by being baptized in. It's still going to take repentance and faith to get you in the book of life. Anything will get you on a Baptist church book, but it ain't but one thing will get you in the family of God, and that's to come humbly confessing what you are and begging for the mercy of God Almighty on you. Whoa, I'm glad it's still real. Well, I'm glad God will guide you if you'll obey Him. I know a preacher in, I guess it's eastern Tennessee, maybe bordering in Virginia, around Bristol. His name is Lyon Smith. He's a pilot. I thought of this afternoon, looking at this scripture, and he, back in this last summer, flying back in the Bristol and Johnson City area, and as such a storm came up that it put fear in folks' souls even on the ground. And a man told me, going to the meeting where this preacher told this, he said, as the darkest looking clouds about shut out every bit of the light in the late afternoon just before dark. And the line said that I called the airport and said, I cannot see the lights of the airport. And I'm going to have to turn around and go somewhere else. And in the tower, a voice came and said, Brother Lyons, we'll land you right here. And Lyons said, I can't see the landing lights. And I can't see the airport. What am I going to do? And the man in the tower said, I've got you in my beam. And he said, I want you to just do what I tell you to. And for the next 5 minutes, put yourself in my hands. And I'll bring you in. And you'll come through the fog and see the landing lights. And he said, I give myself up into your hands. And you said, you better be right. He said, trust me. I've got you right here on my scope. I know where you are. I know how you're tilted. And you're coming in just right. Thank God tonight, I'm on His scope. He's got me in His beam. I don't have to be afraid nor get excited. I'm glad, hallelujah. There's a God in heaven that's got a radar of His own. And He's searching sinners and saints. And He knows what He's about. The same old gospel will make a sinner know what he's supposed to do. Whoa! Sinner gets under conviction, you don't tell him what he needs to do. Ain't no use you telling him. When he gets up here, you don't have to read to him half the night and show him the Roman road. The same God that put him under conviction and gets him to an altar is able to lead him the rest of the way. He said, there's a mule on fire, and he's tied. Now I want you to loose him and bring him. And when they went, they found as the Lord had said. And the mule is tied where two ways meet. I think I know why God put that in there. The devil don't want sinners to get right. Anything to keep the power of God out of the church. Anything to keep the Holy Ghost, if we can get the congregation to laugh a little, it'll please the devil. If we can come off with a cute saying that'll cause everybody to laugh. I'm so tired, Baptist folk, tonight of waiting till the preacher here said something to laugh at. This ain't a laughing business. I'm not a jokester nor a comedian. I'm the man of God. And there's a burden on my soul like I haven't felt in a while to tell sinners your time may be about up and you better make your decision tonight to come to God. You say, Percy, you believe making a decision? I sure do. If you don't ever make a decision, you'll never get saved. Somewhere you got to decide what you're going to do. Ain't that right? But there's more to it when you get up here than making a decision. And they found him tied. A sinner can't just break free when he wants to. You don't just get up some morning and decide you're going to get right with God. You're tied. And there's got to be an influence that turns you loose. And the devil don't want you unhooked from his wagon and being hooked up to God. And he'll fight it. Now, I want to say this to you. You don't know where you are until God shows you where you are. Now, if the preacher tells you you need to come, don't mean God's dealing with you. But I'm going to tell you when God comes to your heart, if you want to get right, he'll unhook you where you can get right. Woo! I'm glad I know that. I didn't even have to go to school to learn that. I come through an experience all of my own of getting born again. And I know what it's like to be under old time conviction and to hear the good news and realize that the God of heaven is dealing with my soul. Sinner, it'll be God on you and not your granny talking. When you get under conviction, you'll know it's the Lord and you'll know what you ought to do. Bless his holy name. Whoa! And I'm telling you, I'm glad that this way has never changed.
Amen.
All the way down through the scriptures to this present day, it's never changed. Aren't you glad? I know they've come out with new deals. I know Billy Graham changed the face of the whole thing by saying, come down and stand around and we'll read to you, give you a packet and you go on back among your friends. But I'm going to tell you, it didn't change nothing in heaven. And if that's it, your boy, that's all right with me. Somebody needs to tell it. Thank God it's still going to take a man of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. You can't sing the gospel. I'm telling you, you can't tell the gospel. It's got to be preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I believe God, the scriptures will bear it out. Amen. We've got to the place where we say every man, woman, and child can read to a sinner and get him under conviction and get him saved. There's never been a bigger lie fostered out of hell. It's going to take the holy power of God to fix sinners' hearts deep enough that they'll know they're lost and do. Well, can I preach to you a little while? I'll tell you the saints of God. How would you go? Would you go get a sinner? Is it in you to live right? If I was a sinner and you was in love with the world and playing church on Sunday, I wouldn't have an ounce of confidence in you. You're running around on your wife or husband and playing games and cheating and lying and stealing and drinking a little on the side. And they let you sing in the choir and sing specials. I'd see you for what you are and tell you you're a hypocrite. Oh, yes. I've had them to tell me about church members that are lost and undone. And I said, I don't want to talk about them. What do you think about that old lady that walks to church every Sunday, that's walked the gospel road for 50 years, and lived by herself and reared her family and prayed until the power of God fell in her own house? Let's talk about her. I'm going to tell you, there are still some folk that'll live right and walk right. Call us holy if you want to. Everybody's got cussing and using dirty language. And according to their neighbor's wife and husband, they still a few that's walking right. And great God, we're still in a country where God will help us if we'll hold the line. I know this ain't common, but it's right. And he said there'll be some now that'll want to know what your business is. Now, they've been after me about that for a long time. Them folks that say things have always said things. And I've decided a long time ago who I ought to listen to. I know them fellas will turn their back on me and won't invite me to their church. And the devil used to plague me. But I thought since God dealt with my heart and drew me and gave me faith to believe and a space to repent and save me and call me and give me a home in glory, that maybe I ought to listen to him instead of the brethren. I believe that it'd be good for us to shut some things out of our hearts and minds and homes and turn off Hollywood and begin to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You say, preacher, you're preaching against television. Well, that ain't my subject tonight. But anything that'll stand between you and holiness, you ought to shut her down. Thank God. Amen. Now hear me tonight. God the Holy Ghost has promised me that he's going to touch you tonight. And I wish you'd just go ahead and surrender to it. I don't know how long I'll preach, but I'm going to just preach till I get done. The Lord that is the ruler of this universe, if he touches your heart tonight, sinner, I wouldn't sit in my seat. In fact, I'll tell you what I'd do while I'm still a preaching. If God the Holy Ghost tells you to get in this order, I wouldn't wait till I got up. I don't know what God's liable to do before I get on preaching. We leave this place tonight. I don't know how long the window of opportunity is going to be open for you. It may be 30 minutes in your case and you'll have no chance to get right. You may go to hell because you didn't respond. And they said, loose him and bring him. It's really been a joy to me to be a preacher. I fought the calling. I joined the army. Said, I ain't going to do it. I can't do it. Won't do it. And I learned to cuss and drink liquor and get so far away from home, Mama will never hear about it. But I got off the boat in Incheon, Korea. And God touched me on the shoulder and said, we've had a good trip. And I thought I'd ride over with you. He said, you belong to me. And I'm being honest with you. I thought I'd get so wicked God wouldn't have me no more. But I couldn't cuss and I couldn't drink. And here I am tonight. I'm going to tell you now, folk. You hearing a sinner, God loves you and I love you. And every right-minded, brother Watson, every right-minded man and woman wants you to get right with God. There's an inborn desire in me when God saved me to see a sinner weep his way on her way to Calvary and get born again. Oh, would you consider tonight, Christian folk, every one of you's got someone close to you that's lost. Don't you know they're going to hell? Don't you understand that everything's staying like it is? That they're going to go off into an eternal damnation, separation from God, darkness forever. And sinners still lost. And we play games at the house of God. We have card games in the basement and dances in the basement at the house of God. And sinners are going to hell. You can't blame that on Obama. It's in our house tonight. You can't blame it on your drunken neighbors. It's in our house. They don't know anything about it. It's the church of the living God and our household that have grown cold and indifferent towards sinners in hell. After a little while, we're going to give an invitation for sinners. And God wants sinners to come. Already affected, two or three. And here tonight is lost. And on my right. You say, preacher, how you know that? I don't know, just know. But I'm going to tell you tonight, He wants to save, mighty, mighty to save. And He's seeking sinners to come to Him. Did you know that in most of our churches, that there's almost no conviction anymore? If there's no conviction, sinners cannot get right. They'll have no urge to get right. And they said, what do ye loosen the coat? What are y'all doing? What are you doing dealing with sinners? What's your business of trying to cut loose this mule from his moorings? What are we doing tonight? What's our main business? Well, I tell you, it's not the devil's business what we're doing. I'll tell you where our allegiance is. And that's to do everything we can under the direction of the Holy Spirit to get sinners shook up over their sins. We got so little God, you know, sir. And when we don't have no God, we try to make something at the house of God. If we can't do nothing else, we'll have puppets and shows at the house of God. But oh, God, have mercy on us. I went to a hospital in North Carolina, no, Spartanburg, South Carolina. There's a man there that is dear to my heart and in bad shape. Backbone just about rotten away. Went into his room just normally, me and another preacher, and talked to him a little while, and laying flat on his back and couldn't get up. The veteran been diseased and couldn't hardly stand on his feet. And I just said before we got ready to leave, I feel like we ought to pray. And he said, all right, preacher. And I guess the length of this building was a nurse's station, and then down this way was an elevator. And I just started out, dear Lord, I'm glad I'm saved today. We come to visit this brother. And just talking in about that tone of voice. And I've been talking about 15 or 20 seconds, and I felt something move in that room. You say, preacher, are you talking about boogers? No, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. And I just went on and finished my prayer. And he said, preacher, something's happened to me. And I said, I don't know anything about it, brother. I just know what I prayed. And I looked down at that nurse's station. I said, we're going to leave. And everything down there had stopped. And all the nurses had their head down. I'm talking about down the hall. And we walked out in the hall, and down yonder at the elevator, the doors is open, and eight or ten folks standing there with their heads down. You say, preacher, what's going on? The Holy Ghost came down. And the same, my little old feeble prayer just pleased God to visit that day. And the same God that's in that hospital is in this church tonight. And He can do business here just like He did in Spartanburg Hospital. And He can affect folk all over this house. He's able. He's able. I want to see sinners weeping in the altar again. I know there's a hell that's waiting for my kind. I got 6 grandchildren. None of them saved. And there's some of them not to the age. And oh, how long see them get right. But when I really get down to it, I mean when I really get down where I ought to get, I get to praying for other folks' grandchildren too. And I want to see you get born again, sinner. I want to see you bow again and call on God. It may be just about too late. Loose him and bring him. How can we loose him, preacher? I'm going to tell you, if you're right with God on Sunday morning, if you'll act right, God will take the rope off of some sinners that the devil's got them bound and draw them to Himself. I think if them boys had just turned that mule loose, it'd have went on anyhow. I believe he about knowed where Jesus was. I'm amazed at the effect on sinners that God can bring in. I'm amazed at how He'll trouble a sinner's heart and bring them to the Lord. And folks that you wouldn't think that you could touch, the Holy Ghost can melt them and bow them and cause them to pray. Oh, marvelous God that'll affect sinners. This is the main business of the God in heaven tonight. Whether you believe it or not, Baptist folk, it's still God's business to save sinners. He's not here to get people to shout. He's not here for us to wave our hands and jump up and down and holler hallelujah. He likes that fan. But Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I heard a recording, I don't know how real it was, but I heard the recording. In Africa where they dug that well, realized they'd have to go thousands of feet to find the minerals, the gas, or whatever oil that they were wanting. And they bored and bored until they realized their bits were melting. And every time they'd let down a bit, dig a few feet, the bits would get hot and melt. So they kept hearing a noise out of the hole. And they let the recorders down to hear the noise. Melted 2 or 3, I think, before they got down nowhere to stop. And I heard that recording. And I never heard such screams in my life. And I don't know what it was, but what if? And I could hear a woman's voice. I believe it is a woman's voice, brother. Other folks, I could hear voices of screaming, screaming. They wasn't saying anything, just screaming, screaming, screaming. It is supposed to be the recording they took out of that hole and brought it back up. They told me a bunch of them Russian people around that hole went somewhere and got born again. But I'm going to tell you whether that's right or not, that's what they're doing down there tonight. weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now listen to me, Christian folk, tonight. If folk get saved, it's going to be through the operation of the church. It's not going to be sports. It's going to be the operation of the church. You ain't going to get them in by forming a ball team and getting them to come. We can tell in my country when ball season's over at the church, it's crowded. They've got to come in order to get play on the team. And then we'll notice one Sunday that the crowd's down. My wife will say, the season's over. And I'm going to tell you, God's season's not over. He's been a drawing now for 2,000 years to the blood of a crucified Savior. Will you hear me? Will you respond to the voice of God tonight? You mamas have come and tell me, and some have come and told me to pray for your kind in this meeting. And I will be so glad to. But I've heard some mamas come to me, not in this meeting, and say, pray for my boy. He's going to hell. And I'll say, all right, let's get down here and pray. And they say, well, I don't have time tonight. And maybe we can get together sometime this week and pray. Ma'am, if you don't care, sir, if you don't care, how do you think it that I can get under a burden to pray? Oh, for a few more tears of lost humanity. Young ladies that are saved, you better pray that God will save sinners. And pray for your children before you ever get married. I've prayed every night for many a month now and year that God will give my grandyoungins a real chance to get born again. Well, Lord, have mercy on us. I'm going to ask you, ma'am and sir, do you care? Do you care that your kinds are going to hell to burn forever? Sinner, my friend sinner, I love you. And I don't want you to go to hell. I'd love to pray for you tonight. I'd love for you to come and bow and ask God to save you. Christian friend, you ought to pray again tonight for your kind that are going to hell. They brought that mule to Jesus. Never been rode. He knows how to break down a sinner. He knows how to make him bow. If we'll just get him there. Sinner, if you'll just come, God will work it out for you. If you'll just come, he'll slow walk you through repentance. You don't have to have no man to tell you what to do. He'll walk and guide you right through repentance and faith. And he'll put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I guarantee you, if God's touched your heart, if you'll obey him, he will save you. There is no doubt about it. I want you to stand and keep listening to me. I want you to listen to me now. I'm talking to sinners and sinners only. We're going to sing a couple of three or four verses for sinners. And then I may change it and give an invitation to you to pray. That you leave this place open tonight for sinners. The God that saved me and called me to preach told me if I'd preach what I preached, that he'd affect sinners. He didn't say that fill this altar. He just said he'd affect them. And so, sinner, I know tonight that the Holy Ghost has affected you. And I ask you, and I'll turn you away. There's a young lady here somewhere tonight. God's dealing with your heart. And there's at least two young men tonight. God's dealing with your heart. And maybe some of you don't know whether you're saved or not. I'd just act like I wasn't saved and come and bow and ask God to straighten it out for me. And I invite you to come. I mean, you ought to come right now. God, deal in your heart. Let's sing, dear brother. Don't talk, just sing now. You ought to come right now.